Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
It's Britney, bitch. Shake your tits. Dunkin' Donuts. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another weekend chat. Happy Saturday. It has been 1 month of social distancing slash quarantining slash everything happening. And I wanted to check in today and talk about things. And a lot of people have been DMing me and being like, how are you? Or asking to share more about my weight loss stuff, because I just posted yesterday about how it's been 4 weeks of this like new situation. I don't know. I just was feeling some kind of a way this morning, and I thought that I would get on here and I wanted to chat with you guys and connect and say hi and say, how are you doing? I hope you're doing well. I feel like it's such a weird, everything is just so weird. There's like no sense of days, and creating things just feels weird. And I was like, do people want me to just like come on here and just talk? I don't know, but it's like, you know, I just like am beating myself up. I'm like, do people want to hear me talk? Do like, what do I do? What do I make? I just constantly go back and forth. And if I'm sure a lot of you feel the same way. So I just thought I would come on here and just talk about all of that. Check in and talk about things and say hi. And I don't know, because I love watching that from other people. Like, I don't know why I always beat myself up over that. Like, I will watch people's YouTube vlogs forever. I don't care what they talk about. I'm like, you know, shout out to AZ for Angela. I was just watching your vlog earlier this morning. I'm like, I need to just check in with everyone. You know, I don't care what they talk about. I'm like listening. So I thought I would do that today. I just got in from a walk and I did get coffee. ASMR. I did get coffee and from Dunkin', not sponsored. I haven't been in a really long time. I've been using my K-Cup machine, Keurig of K-Cup machine. Anyway, not sponsored either. You know, just doing my part and staying away from people and places and things and avoiding people, even though I have been going on walks every day. It is so empty outside. I mean, I don't really come in contact with anyone. I use the stairs in my building. I don't get in the elevator with people. I don't touch the doorknob handle. Like, I'm very cautious about everything and staying away from people on the sidewalk, even though there's barely anyone out. I went to the park once and too many runners were like all over me. And I was like, ew, no, bye. But yeah, so I was just like pondering about things and like thinking about everything. And I thought, you know, why not just do a weekend chat? So a lot of people have been asking me about the weight loss stuff. And they're like, how the hell are you doing it? And it has not been easy because I, like all of you listening, because this literally is affecting every single person, no matter where you are, staying home as much as I possibly can. I only go out for like 30 minutes for a walk every day. And so I'm trapped indoors with work 12, 14 hours, 15 sometimes a day, and a stash of groceries that I stocked up on, and my own thoughts and my Animal Crossing villagers. Like, that's all I've got, you know? And it's very easy to think about things and, you know, get yourself into like a really bad headspace. And it's just, it's tough. So a lot of people have been asking me about that. And I do think the one thing that, you know, I always say that, like, you know, and I've always shared, like, all your ups and downs in life, you always learn some kind of a lesson along the way, even though you might not be able to figure it out at that moment, or it might be really difficult. I feel like I'm looking back at the time when I worked from home, and that was in 2014, the end of 2014 through 2015, going into 2016, actually. So it was like a year and a half total. And as you guys know, I got really fat. I gained a ton of weight because I was stress eating and I was eating takeout like nonstop. And I wasn't taking care of my health and I wasn't exercising and getting my steps in. And the one thing I did learn from that time period was, obviously, I learned from that mistake about stress eating and coping with stress in a unhealthy way, and also what works and what didn't work. So I have that experience to look back on. So now I'm much more structured, and that's what I tell everyone. It's like structure. So when you wake up in the morning, having a routine, whatever that is, right now for me, it's just I get up and I go and make a K-cup coffee and I try and listen to like a song that I like, and I just try and have like a 15-minute jump start for my day. Like I put on music and I go make my coffee and I just try and like wake myself up, just kind of like snap out of it. That's like my morning routine. Like whatever it is for you, it's good to just have that little something. And then I also try and during like the lulls and like the late afternoon, I'll try and like sit on my couch for a minute and just listen to a podcast or a Calm app meditation. Like, you know, just trying to have some kind of like a routine as much as you possibly can throughout these whole days is so important. And it can be as just a 15-minute shake your tits moment while you're making coffee to sitting on the couch and just for 15 minutes, just closing your eyes and like relaxing. So I just look back at that time and I'm like, okay, cool. I didn't do it right then. I've learned that lesson and now I know what not to do and what to do. So there's that. And then the other thing is too, like I've just been intermittent fasting for so long that it's honestly to a point where like I don't get cravings and I don't get hungry. And that really just comes from doing it for so long. And when people are like, oh my God, how the hell are you fasting for like 21, 22 hours? I'm like, because I've been doing this for over 10 months. And then I was doing it in 2017 as well. So like, it's not new to me. I'm like really well adjusted to it now. And I've just been maintaining, like I haven't been, I want to lose a little bit more, but not a lot. And so I've just been balancing it versus like trying to lose more. So I don't know, like, and I don't know. It's just, it came with the time. And I think, I don't know if I'd be able to start it now, but maybe. And the Zero Fasting app, not sponsored, it just is so helpful because it's a timer. And setting like a time, I think, also helps with the working from home stuff because it's so easy to lose track of time. And so having this like, okay, I'm going to eat lunch at noon and then I'm going to have my quote unquote dinner at 4 and then I'm done for the day. And I set alarms on my phone so I still am having that sense of a day also helps. And again, it just comes down to structure. Like at the end of the day, all it is structure. So like 10 a.m., coffee, 12, have lunch, 4, you're done for the day. Kitchen is closed, even though all my food is still sitting there. I'm like, oh my God, like I could eat all this pasta right now, but we're not gonna do that. And then just like setting alarms throughout the day. And I'm like, okay, cool. And then at like 12:31 is like, I turn my lights down. I'm like, okay, now it's time for bed. Like I'm wrapping up work and we're good to go. So I don't know. It just is like structure is really helpful. And I will do a full like deep diet slash weight loss thing. I've been writing it. Obviously now it has changed again because we're going to be in this situation for, in my opinion, a really long time. And so I am shifting gears from what I did before to what I have to do now. So I'm going to combine that together and like one gigantic podcast episode of just like what I did, what worked, how I got there, and you know, how I'm now switching gears to maintenance, which is honestly harder in my opinion. Like the maintenance part of it, I feel is mentally more of a pressure than it was when I was losing, because when I was losing, as long as it was something every week, I'm like, cool. Whether it was a half a pound or a pound, or like, you know, in the summer for like a hot second, it was like 2 pounds a week. And I was like, yes, bitch. And I was like getting my walks in. And then now I'm like, oh my God, like everything is just, you know, because you're just trapped in your house and you're like, oh my God, you're overthinking everything. Anyway, that'll be in a different podcast episode. I figured for today, I would just kind of talk about, I don't know, people have been asking like, how are you doing? How are you doing? Because I am here in Manhattan in New York City, and it's so crazy because we are the worst spot, not just in the United States of America, but literally on Earth. And it's so crazy because it's like, that's me. Like, I'm a little ant, and like, you know, you zoom out from Earth, right? And you're like, oh my God, that's Earth. It's hot. And I'm just like a tiny little speck in this like little city that is the epicenter and the worst place to be right now for coronavirus. And it's just like, I know people know that I'm going on walks, and I've gotten a lot of DMs that are like, you need to stop going on walks, and like blah blah blah. And I'm like, listen, if I don't go on my walks, I will go insane. I need them for my mental health and for sleep and stress and anxiety. Like, I can't not walk. So it's just bizarre and weird to think about that bigger picture of like, I am in the middle of it all. And the other thing that I was going to talk about too was like, maybe I'll talk about that next. I don't really have a structure to this whole chat. I'm just kind of talking and stuff. But I haven't had any issues so far. And I actually think, and this is like the other crazy thing that I feel, and I was talking to my friend about this the other night, that it's almost like I feel like a lot of people had this in the early part of the year, possibly even late fall of last year. And I'm actually, and I haven't really shared this, but like, I am very curious if I got sick with this in February when I was sick. And I didn't get that sick, but there's two things at play here. So one, I work at 30 Rock. Well, I did work at 30 Rock. Probably, I don't even know when I'll be going back, like at this point. 30 Rock is a massive building, obviously. Like, everyone you see on TV and like MSNBC and like NBC, like they all work out of there. Like, the studios are a couple floors below where I sit. Our floor is packed. It's tiny and crammed, and there's a studio and like 300 whatever people come into our audience every day. And it's a very, very, very packed, busy office building. And then below that, it's a concourse. Like, every day I would get my lunch down there. That is a tourist attraction. You've got the ice rink. You've got the tree. You've got just 30 Rock, the sign outside. You know, the park's not too far away. The Apple store is not too far away. Like, it is a tourist hub. So it is, I mean, it's like one of the spots in New York. It's like Herald Square, Penn Station, Port Authority, 30 Rock, Times Square, these hot spots of not just working people, which is a lot of people, and a lot of people who are coming from, oh my God, I almost said California. What's the one with the, Connecticut, New Jersey, New York, you know, Long Island, Staten Island, like all these people from all over the Tri-State area come here. And then all these people from all over the earth come here too. And they're in like my hub. So there's that. And then I went to the Galantis concert in February. And even though it was like 10 degrees outside, it was a sweatbox in that little venue. And so if you've never been to an EDM concert, it's like you're basically just in a like sweaty, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's, have you ever been to like a club late in? It's like that, right? Like a club in the summer, it feels like that, even though it was 10 degrees outside. So after that, I was having night sweats. And this is before the whole, like they literally in February, which sounds so crazy, there was no one saying like, oh, coronavirus is here. It happened in March. It was like the first week of March or something that they were like, oh, the first case of coronavirus, even though I'm pretty sure it was way before that. So I was having night sweats. And the first night I had them, I was like, oh, it's just my weighted blanket, because I have a weighted blanket, as you guys know, and I've been using it forever. And in the summer, what I have to do is I fold the blanket. This is like so stupid and like whatever details, but you know, painting the picture. So I, in the summer months, because it gets hot and humid, I fold the weighted blanket in half and I just like weigh it over my, midsection, and then my legs and like my upper body and my arms or whatever can like sweat to death and like die so I don't overheat. So I woke up and I was completely covered in sweat, And I was like, oh, damn it. Like that time of year again, it's going to start getting humid. And I, in my mind, I was just like, oh, it's getting humid again. Gross. It must have rained. And I just sweat to death under my weighted blanket. And I did not think anything of it. And then I had chest congestion. So I had like a rattly, like, kind of like a subtle cough, but not like a hacking cough. But I definitely was like full chest congestion. And I think I, it was even like on an episode of the podcast of Legends Only, or like on here, where I like said something, I'm like, my voice is so raspy. And it was because my entire chest and like my midsection was like, I felt like I was not having trouble breathing, but I was like, it's definitely chest congestion. So I had like 2, 3, 4 nights of night sweats, and the chest congestion lasted for a week. And I just did like a full combo of like, you know, oregano oil, elderberry, like the whole immunosystem herb concoction that I've been doing forever, mixed with the like mucus thinner or whatever. And in like a week, it was knocked out. I'm like, okay, we're good. Because in my mind, I'm just thinking like, I must have just, you know, you're in a sweatbox at a concert, like no big deal. It's happened before. I've gone, you know, I've been on a plane, or I've gone to a concert, or I've gone out, and, you know, 2 nights after I get like a fever, and like, you know, then it's gone. It's just like my body's like kicking out, whatever. I didn't think anything of it. Then, you know, fast forward to now in like March and April, as I start finding out about people I know who have tested positive for coronavirus, or, you know, people on TV who've like shared their stories or their symptoms, or been like, I have had no symptoms, and like blah, blah, blah. And a lot of people were saying, they're like, yeah, I just had like night sweats and a little bit of chest congestion, and then I was fine. And I'm like, what was that? And then I'm like looking back at February, and I was like, wait a minute. That literally was what happened to me. And it was out of nowhere. And it was after this concert where, you know, like people from all over are, you know, literally fly in for these concerts, to come to these concerts in New York. And I'm packed in this gigantic sweatbox with people. And I was like, holy shit, wait a minute. How would I even know? Like, there's no way to even know for me or for anyone else, like to get tested to find out if you had the antibody, to see if like you've already had it. Is it something that you're immune to? Like, you know what I'm saying? And I'm like, that is been on the back of my mind where I'm like, holy shit. Like, did I possibly already have it? I don't know. And will I ever get to know? Will they come out with a test where you can test to see like if, you know, how you can do blood work and see if you've had mono or Lyme disease or like other things that still show up in blood work. It's like, how are we going to get to a point where like people who have immunity to it or like whatever, you know, because then if I do blood work and it's like, yeah, you already had it. I'm like, holy shit, that was when it was. And I had mild react, like, I don't know yet though. And that's the thing that's so crazy. And I feel like we need to, I mean, I say this as if like I can do anything. I can't do anything to help, but like, until that happens where people can get an antibody test, it's like, what do we do? You know, because then it's like, you don't know how you're going to react to it. You don't know if you're immune to it. You don't know if you're a carrier and you're just asymptomatic. Like, it's just, oh. But anyway, so there's that. So I don't know. Other than that, it's like, I've just been really doing what I'm supposed to be doing, washing my hands. And I got really, really, really rigorous with my phone soap in March and February and like even January, because it was like cold, you know, it's like cold flu season before this all happened. And I'm also thinking too, like, that probably helped a lot, because so many people don't think of their phones as being disgusting, and they're disgusting. And I made it a habit to use my phone soap at work. I brought it to my desk, and 3-4 times a day, I would put the phone in the phone soap. I'd get up, go to the bathroom, wash my hands, and then repeat like a few hours later. And I'm also wondering too, like, is it, you know, did that help? Did that keep me from getting sick or getting it or catching it, you know? And I just got really rigorous about that. And I, you know, I even saw, like, the other day, I was like walking and there was this woman across the street, and she took her mask off to light a cigarette, put the cigarette in her mouth, and then held her phone up to her face. And I'm like, girl, your fingers are now in your mouth. Like, you're touching your mouth with your fingers from the cigarette. And then you just put your phone to your cheek, which is by your ears and your mouth. What are you doing? I'm just like, what? Like, I use a headset now, and I put the headset in the phone soap too. When I go on my, before I go to my walk, after I come on my walk, I sanitize every, like, it. I'm just like, what, girl, what are you doing? I don't know. I just got really rigorous about it. And I don't know what the point of me sharing that was, but I don't know if that helped or not. That's the other thing too, is like, I would never be able to know if that actually helped or if it didn't. But, you know, the other thing too is like, everyone's been asking, they're like, oh, how are you holding up? How are you holding up? And I mean, I'm doing good. It's just like, everything around me is just really hard to cope with. And I said this even to my family, which I don't think they appreciated me saying this, but I was like, whatever. I told them, like, don't worry about me. Like, I'm okay. I have been fortunate for the past 4 weeks. I've been employed. I don't know what's going to happen in the future. Like, what, you know, what is going to happen with TV and entertainment. Like, it's unpredictable. I'm just taking every day at a time, and just, you know, I'm like, I'm fine. I have been working on my immune system with my doctor for the past year. I'm doing the best that I can do. I'm taking precautions. I'm washing everything. I'm sanitizing everything. I'm avoiding people and surfaces. Like, don't worry about me at all. Like, it's everything else that is, like, really weighing heavily on me. And you guys know, like, I have always, for me, walking is my escape. It's my way of de-stressing. It's my way of just, like, getting, you know, away from everything and just disconnecting. And it's like my space. And it's always been in New York. How do I explain this? I mean, they talk about New York being, like, electric and the city that never sleeps and this energy in New York. And it is such a real thing, like a tangible thing. And I am an empath, which, if you guys don't know what that is, it basically means that you pick up and you feel energy around you from people, from places, from objects, from things. And I've always been that way. If you think I'm crazy, that's fine. If you made it this far and you're still listening, then you probably are, like, down for the ride at this point. But I've always been that way, and I've always been able to really read people really well. I mean, a lot of my friends always tell me, they're like, oh my God, you were so right about that person, or you were right about that guy. And I'm like, yeah, like, I can feel energy. I can pick up on energy, and it's a good thing. And it's also a bad thing, or it can be a bad thing. It's a good thing because it's like, I feel like I'm really able to know who is, like, good intentioned and means well, and who cares, and who is not, like, a good influence or person to talk to, or, like, doesn't mean well. Like, I can pick up on people really, really, really well. And the downside to all of this is you also pick up on the negative stuff. So if I'm in a crowd, especially more recently, because everyone now, compared to, like, years ago, everyone is anxious in a crowd now. And so in crowds, I get extremely overwhelmed. And, like, I used to be completely fine with it, but now it's like you feel fear, you feel the anxiety. Even though everyone might be having fun, it could be like this dance party, there's still, like, an element of fear and anxiety, and you pick up on all that. So, I mean, if someone I'm talking to is upset or they're having a bad day, I can feel that. If someone is about to cry, I feel that and I start crying too. It's just like I don't really know how to explain it, because I know some people like don't. Like, some people get it, some people don't, or some people think you're just like insane and that's fine. But anyway, the other day I was like on this walk and it was a nice day and it was, you know, the birds were chirping and the sun was out and it was like, you know, I just was feeling fine and I was feeling okay. And, you know, I was in a good mood and I was walking and I was past, you know, a couple people and I'm like, okay, I'm starting to feel some kind of a way. And then I just started sobbing on the sidewalk for like no reason out of nowhere. And it was like after I passed a few people and like made eye contact with a couple people, I just felt like I was picking up on like fear and anxiety and like stress. And I was just like, oh my God. And I just started like, I had a full fucking meltdown on the sidewalk for like absolutely no reason, just out of nowhere. And that's really been like what a lot of my experience has been here, is like the energy of the city. And, you know, compared to like a couple months ago on a Friday night, you could go out and it's like you feel that excited Friday night energy, people leaving work, people visiting for the weekend. It's like this excitement and it literally makes you feel alive and it gives you like, yes, like give you, it literally gives you life. And now it's like everything is so. Oh, what was that? Like, who's at my door? Why would anyone be at my door? But that's kind of what I'm going through right now, is like, I feel helpless because I was even like, you know, there's all these like volunteer opportunities in New York and that are normally open and that you can go volunteer, you can bring stuff to, you can drop things off, but everything's closed. Everything's shut down. You can't deliver things. You can't go and buy stuff and take it to the donation center. Like, nothing is open. No one. And so I'm like, what the hell can I do? I can't go and bring clothes and like go out and buy clothes and donate them to the center anymore like I used to. I can't drop off food anywhere at like these at the pickup spots by the churches. Like, I can't do any of that because everything's closed. And then I just feel helpless and I feel useless and I feel like, what am I doing, you know? And even the people in my building, like Queen Sharon and like the elderly ladies that live on the floors below me, I'm like, oh, do you guys want my number? They don't have cell phones. Like, they don't have phones. And so I was like, okay. So I like had to, I'm like, this is my apartment number. If you need anything, like slip a note under my door and I'll go out or whatever. And I'll leave it at your door. Like, I'm like, I don't know what to do. You know what I mean? Like, there's, it's like, there's nothing that you can do except stay home, stay away from people, distance, you know, avoid parks, like that's all. And I don't know. I think that's what's really been weighing on me, is like feeling like I can do more, but not being able to, not because I can't, but because there's just nothing. Does that make sense? It's like, I don't know how to explain it. Like, I literally was like, the other day I was like so stressed out and I'm like, what am I doing this for? Like, is this worth it? Like, do people need this right now? Like, I'm physically capable of like physically going out and going to the grocery store and like delivering stuff to people. But like, how the fuck do I do that? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm like, what can I do to like help people? Or is what I do Monday through Friday, is that actually helping people? Is it, do people like having an escape? Do people like being entertained? Do like people like having stuff available on YouTube to watch? Like, is that actually like, am I doing something that's meaningful? And like, I could start sobbing right now because I just feel like I'm useless at this point. Like, even with this weekend chat, I'm like, do people want an escape and like want to hear me talk about like shit? Do people want to see me play video games? Like, it feels just so stupid. I don't know. Does that make sense? I'm just like rambling and I feel like this is the look into my brain the past like few months. I just, you know, I walk down the street and I think, you know, I think about all the bartenders and the waiters and the waitresses and the business owners and like everyone that I've come to know over the, I mean, at this point, it's like how 8.5, like 9 years that I've lived in this neighborhood. And like, you see the same people, like the same waitress that would always, like, with Brad and I, we would always go get dinner at this, like, one Mexican restaurant. And, like, I'm like, what is she doing right now? I feel like, I'm like, is she okay? Is the owner okay? Like, are there employees okay? Like, you know, I think about the other restaurant down by me. I'm like, what are the bartenders doing? What's the girl who does the karaoke night? Like, what's she doing? Is she okay? Like, she can't work right now because, you know, all the drag queens that I know and have known over the past years, they can't work right now at the bars. Like, I'm just like, what? I can't even continue to talk about it because, like, I literally get so upset. Like, I'm getting so upset right now, even just thinking about it. That's, like, honestly, that's why I'm, like, when I tell people, I'm, like, you, like, literally don't worry about me. I'm fine. Oh, God. This is welcome to my life every single day. This is, like, my daily meltdown. I'm just, like, oh, my God, is this, like, when is it going to improve so that things can, like, get one day closer to being better? I don't know. One second, pause as I use my weighted blanket to wipe my eyes, even though I shouldn't be wiping my, I shouldn't be touching my eyes right now. It's not what you're supposed to be doing. Don't do that. I shouldn't have done that. Anyway, so that is kind of like where I'm at right now, is like, I just feel useless and not like worthless, more like useless. Like, I'm just like, what can I help? How do I help? What can I do? Like, I can donate things. I can, you know, there's like everything I used to do before to like help out in my neighborhood, I can't do anymore. I'm like, oh my, like, what the fuck? Like, I'm not a nurse. I'm not a medical doctor. I can't do that. You know, like, I'm not a doctor. I'm not a nurse. I don't know how to do all that. I don't know how to properly take care of anyone. Like, it's not my profession, you know? I was a lifeguard, but like, that's not, you know, I know CPR, but like, other than that, it's like, what do I do? And then it's like, is creating helpful? You know, I'm just venting out how I've been feeling because people have been asking. And I've always said to people, I'm like, don't worry about me. Like, literally don't. Like, I will be fine. I just worry about everyone else and like, what can I do to help more people? And I don't know. That's kind of like where I'm at. And like, even, you know, I just think about like before all this went down, it was like I think it was like the Friday before they, you know, ordered like everything to close. I just like went around the neighborhood and was like, I'm going to go get breakfast here and then I'm going to tip and then I'm going to get lunch here and then I'm going to tip and then I'm going to go grab a pretzel. Like, I went to the bar across the street and I was like, I'm gonna get a pretzel and a beer and just like tip the bartender because I don't know what's gonna happen. Like, you know, are they gonna lose their income in like 2 days? I don't know. But like, I feel like food banks, like I've heard that food banks are really good to donate money to right now because they're actually able to like do the work to like deliver people and provide food for people because they're still open. It's just you know, you can't like I can't physically go and pick up items and then drop them off myself like I could before. So just like even donating money, I feel I'm like, is this actually like, not that I'm not saying that like food banks are bad, but I'm saying like, because I physically tangibly can't take the cash and like buy something with it and then take it to someone, you know, it feels like weird. I'm like, it feels like I'm in a simulation, you know, it's like, I don't know. Anyway, that's where I'm at right now. That's my day. You know, a little bit of backstory, a minor meltdown in the middle of sitting here and recording this, but you know, we're getting through it. And, if you have made it this far, I don't even know what emoji you can send me. Maybe it's like the number 35, like, I don't know, because how long is this going to be? Let me see. Oh my God, 40 minutes. That's ridiculous. I don't know. You could DM me the clock emoji, like the timer, like the little alarm clock thing, if you made it this far. Yeah, I just feel, is there anything else that I was going to talk about? Like, I think that's it. I'm recording Legends Only later, which, you know, is like I tell myself like, okay, you can chunk out this hour, 30 minutes of like time and just enjoy things, like talk about music, talk about pop culture. Like, it's okay. People are really enjoying it. You know, they're listening, they're enjoying, they're loving. We did the Heidi Montag thing. We're going to talk about that, our reactions. Like, it's okay to like enjoy things and watch things and, you know, read a book or enjoy a TV show or laugh or cry or have a meltdown. Like, it's all okay. Yeah, that's where I'm at today. So I just wanted to check in and let you guys know how I'm doing, because a lot of you have asked, and I feel like in a DM, like I can't really explain all of that in a DM. So thank you guys for sticking around and for listening and for supporting the podcast and for supporting Legends Only and supporting the Patreon if you are there and listening to this. And I don't know, maybe my like stupid Instagram stories and my videos and my podcast or whatever, maybe they like really mean a lot to people. I don't know. I just hope that I'm not like just this meaningless, like useless waste of energy. I don't, you know. Well, until next time. Sunday night, Monday with Legends Only. I will talk to you guys later. And thank you again for listening. And have a great weekend. And I will see you soon.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.